And here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
Surge in voter registrations adds to uncertain election outcome. That's the lead headline over Pat Leahy's story in the front of today's Irish Times, where it's reported that the addition of 430,000 extra people who are eligible to vote in today's election compared to the 2020 adds to the unpredictability of an election that few are confident of calling. The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail run with lead stories related to the tail end of the campaign, and the Irish Sun opts for a cartoon-style montage of the leaders of the three main parties, while the Irish Daily Mirror also runs with the three leaders pictured out and about maximising photo opportunities yesterday. Photo finish is the headline there. The four-year jail sentence given to Cork woman Jennifer Thomas, who pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of her friend Sheila Dunn last February, is covered on the front of today's Irish Examiner. The 46-year-old crashed her car while she was driving after she consumed 12 alcoholic drinks. Judge Helen Boyle told Cork Circuit Criminal Court yesterday that the death of Sheila Dunn, a special needs assistant and mother of two, was particularly tragic since it was entirely preventable. McGregor's Black Friday, that's a headline in today's Irish Daily Star, which continues to report on the number of retailers who have stopped selling Conor McGregor's alcohol brands following last Friday's verdict in the civil action which Nikita Hand took against him, which found he had raped her in the Beacon Hotel in December 2018. The Irish News builds its lead story around an interview with Brian Ellison, a victim of prolific serial sex offender Paul Dunleavy, the Christian brother who has been jailed for abusing children for decades in a number of schools in Northern Ireland. The 89-year-old, who is already serving a lengthy prison sentence for a series of offences committed on dates between 1964 and 1991, received an additional sentence of 10 years at Belfast Crown Court yesterday, although it's expected that he will die in prison. Tributes being paid to Ryan Glenn from Castledurrick in County Tyrone, whose funeral is taking place today, generates the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. The 25-year-old was one of three men who died in a car crash in County Donegal last Friday. Back in the front of the Times, it's reported there that almost 1,000 prospective home buyers have applied for just 51 houses, costing up to €495,000 in what Olivia Kelly describes as the state's most expensive affordable purchase housing scheme to date. Kelly reports that some of the two-bedroom homes in the scheme of 600 homes in Shankill and South Dublin started at just under €335,000. Shangana Castle is the Land Development Agency's first scheme built on state-owned land. And finally, returning to the election, most of today's papers devote their lead editorials to the voting process and why it's so important to vote. The Times and Examiner pay particular attention to the power of democracy, particularly in light of worrying global trends. The Times warns that although it has its shortcomings, our electoral system has always tended to reward consensus and tolerance over extremism and polarisation. It would be unwise to be complacent, though, the writer suggests, concluding with the sentiment that the best way to combat concerns is by actively participating in the democratic process by casting a vote today.
Thanks, Fiona.